We'll call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have a moment of reflection, please? Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Kalupa.
Here.
Black.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve it?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayor comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council?
Yes, I was out of town last week, so you guys figure out if you're going to order more of those flashing traffic light things or not, or how they're working out.
We're talking about applying for a grant in October for him to purchase a bunch more. I think he wanted 12.
12.
So we need 10 more. So we're going to apply for a grant if the council, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Next item is consent agenda, items 1 through 4. Council, do you have any questions about the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Kalupa.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is special events. Item number 5, Bluegrass PTA reference fun run, September 13th, 2026. I see two smiling faces in the front row. Ladies, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
I'm Kristen Hildebrand. I am president of the Bluegrass Elementary PTA. Mayor Grace, part of PTA, and media coordinator.
Okay. We have a flyer in front of you. Council, you have a flyer in front of you. It says Wildcats. Wildcat Dash Family Fun Fest, September 13th from 1 to 4. I'm assuming you want some street closures.
Well, we're going to do it new this year. Instead of street closures, we had to do the run towards Glass Park because we needed the restrooms last year, but somebody secured the outhouse. So we're going to just have it at the school. So instead of asking to close any roads, we just want to utilize the access road for 45 minutes.
The trail?
For the safety trail?
Yep, for the run. Yep.
But no motorized vehicles or anything like that, just fun run?
Nope.
The kids will be running back and forth.
Yeah.
K
through 2 will run halfway up and back, and then 3, 4, and 5 will run up and back. And we'll have somebody at the end of it to make sure kids don't go past that point.
Fabulous.
Are you going to run, Brett?
Sure.
Can the mayor run with them?
No.
He's wearing a Wildcat.
Hey, I want to go through school up there too. I'm not that old.
Can he fit into the Wildcat outfit?
Oh, we're buying a new one. It'll
oh, it won't
great.
Fit.
No, I think we got a bigger size for it.
So, council, is everybody in agreement to let them have the use of the safety trail?
To have Brad wear the Wildcat outfit and cheer on these kids as they run.
Maybe we can.
I'm busy.
Maybe on the last day, our last Wildcat bash of the year, you could make a surprise.
Could I? Sure.
Pie face.
Oh, no.
Man. Absolutely.
I bet you that would be a record setting.
Attendance. It up to the community.
Maybe all the council needs to do pie face.
We're going to have you removed.
another thing, we would like to ask maybe if the fire trucks could be there again, or the ambulance.
Well, he's sitting right next to you.
I'm hitting that direction.
We'll be there.
September 13th.
September 13th, yep.
Would you like a police vehicle up there too?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll make that happen.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Since the mayor's gonna be wearing a Wildcat on their fire truck, that would be awesome. Brian said he'll drive. I'll make a motion for that.
Is there a motion to approve the Bluegrass PTA for using the safety trail for their 2026 Wildcat Dash from 1 to 4 p.m.?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
All you guys. You're good.
You guys got fundraising ideas just rolling through my head.
Okay.
Humiliation.
Next item is item number 6, Fire Department Report, Chief Seamer.
Another busy month. We had 67 calls for service. Not many fires, thank God. On the 20th of this month, on Thursday, we will have the Iowa Sim Lab at the station. What that does is allows our EMS personnel to get simulations on different aspects of EMS calls. And the mannequins will talk to us and tell us if we're doing it right, if we're not doing it right, that type of thing. So we have two scenarios that we have to go through and test out on. So that'll be going on the 20th. And we've been busy. That's really all my report says.
I mean, I think it's worth knowing for the audience and to have it on tape as well, is you don't think about it when you're on the department, and of course everyone knows in here that I am, but I see Chief Seamer's statement in here. The department is currently ranked in the top 5 for volunteer fire departments for calls of service in the state of Iowa. We are currently averaging 1.7 calls per day. We are on pace to eclipse 600 calls for service this year. This would be an increase of 57 calls from our record year last year to this year. This is very concerning. We, as of today, we're up to 417 calls for the year already. So I say at the rate we're going, we could see 700 calls. Who knows?
And then we will be doing our hose testing, probably starting in September. So if you see a lot of hose spread out, that's what we're doing.
Well, when you make mention that it's concerning, I can see why it's concerning, I guess, to a point. But are you worried about burnout for the volunteers? Is it multiple things?
Burnout, but sooner or later, you're going to have burnout. Mm-hmm. You probably already have it. Okay. But we only have 1,700 residents, and you figure that's over a third per capita. That's concerning. Fires have increased over the last 3 years. Some of them are avoidable, but
how do we sit on volunteers?
We currently have 20.
20? Okay. Is there an ideal number?
Ideal?
Yeah.
35, so I can retire.
Okay.
yeah, me too.
Any other questions? It's all right.
There's 20 members on the fire department, Scott, but there's 10 of us that can retire anytime.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if that's any consolation to you.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions for the chief?
Thank you.
Next item is park board report.
Yes.
we talked about the pumpkin bash, it's set for October 31st. Most everything is confirmed, or we're working on getting everything done. We're going to send out letters to local businesses in September for candy donations and baskets and such. And some form will be in the Bugle on in September and October. We also talked about the tree lighting, which is set for December 6th, and most of the plans are underway with that. Ryan Powers now has Facebook as admin for our Facebook page. And then we talked about some future items, possibly sponsoring kids at Bluegrass Soccer Camp with the funds we raised, because the Y camp didn't go over well this year because the Y wouldn't really get in touch with us very well. And then various other things to discuss in the future for plans for parks. So.
Any questions for the park board? Okay, thank you. Next is police department report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the police department report?
What was the first one item on there?
Noise complaint.
Yeah, noise. What's that all about? There's 20 some.
Versus normally two or three.
Yeah, 25 noise complaints.
Did you say something, Scott?
No, I agree. That's what I was going to ask.
I don't know.
Thing, so.
That's the one that stopped, you know, jumped out. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay. Because then I thought, okay, fireworks. But then I see there's a fireworks line, and there's only one of those. So I was just like, okay, where's all the noise and issues?
I don't know. Can't answer that question for you. I know we had a couple arrests this last month, but I can't answer the question or the noise. It's like they had 121 calls for service for the month.
How's their training and stuff going? Are they staying on top of that with?
That's what Mike told me, yes. Or the chief told me, yes, that's correct. Anything else? Okay, next item is item number 9, trick or treat, date and time. Trick or treat night will be October 31st, 2026 from 5 to 7 p.m. Questions, concerns about that? Motion to approve it?
I'll make a motion to approve the trick or treat from 5 to 7 on the 31st.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Kalupa?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Berman?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next item is final plat item number 10, resolution 2026-38, a resolution approving the final plat of Prairie Woods Estates 5th edition, a subdivision in the city of Bluegrass, Scott County, Iowa.
In your packets, you'll see all the letters from the engineer and the city attorney. Everything is in compliance. The final plat documents are being completed. I've received a few of them. Other than that, everything should be a go.
Any questions about?
We do have somebody in the audience that can answer.
In a moment here. Okay. Any questions, Council?
Basically, they're taking the duplexes. If you recall, they got a variance, and they're making them individual condo lots.
Change of
anything
other than ownership rent.
Right.
Correct.
You need approval or make a motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Kalupa?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Okay, next is you're welcome. Next is financial assistance grant LMI applications and bids.
Jim's got a letter in here about the grant. He got another quote that cut the deck down, and the applicant was satisfied and can come up with the 10% only on the deck, not the other improvements.
That was the deck that had the two different stairwells come off. They've adjusted that construction.
The only thing that kind of scares me, and I called Jim and I didn't talk to him about it today, was until, if they get this thing gutted,
and they realize that, you know, like your head report or any of your frame is rotted, and she can't pay to replace that totally.
Did he account for that?
No.
Doesn't appear like they did to me.
I thought Jim said they had accounted for it.
He told me that he took a look from underneath and it looked like all of that would be okay, but until they had it gutted, yeah, and demoed, then he wouldn't know for sure. He said he was pretty confident, but I mean, I think that's something that needs to be. Probably get down on your hands and knees, maybe, and flashlight.
Well, either that, or we need to make her understand that that header board's expensive. We've got to put a header board in there.
Yeah. I mean, it might go $1,000 at the most for that, some of that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, if they get under there, because he doesn't know how. He said that his posts look the posts looked all right, but he couldn't tell on like his runners and stuff like that. He said all the subframe will have to be redone, but as far as structurally, what he can see, looks like it should be okay.